Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Pei Aleph, and we're holding on the sixth line from the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. We had a shear of Inui for Achila, which is a shear of a Kikoisvis. We have a shear of Shtia, which is a shear of Kimaloi Lugmah. What happens if you took a half of a Koisvis and a half of Maloy Lugmav, and you want to be mitzdarifin? The answer is, ain mitzdarifin. So therefore, if you were to have eaten half and half on Yom Kippur, half a kakoisvis, drunk a half of Maloy Lugmav, and you did a b'shoigig, you would not have to bring a korban chatas. Says Yimar, man tana, who's the tana that holds that when you have two different shiurim, they are not mitzdarif? Om Rav Chizda, the machloike shenuya. This is not according to everybody. This is according to Rabbi Yeshua. Tetnan, klal om Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said under similar circumstances, kol shetumosev shiurei shava mitzdarif. If the tumah and the shiur are the same, then mitzdarif. But tumosev loy shiurei, shiurei v'loy tumosev, loy tumosev v'loy shiurei, ein mitzdarfin. Now, what does all that mean? So Rabbi Yeshua is saying something which is very straightforward. If the tumah and the shear are the same, for instance, Rachman litzlan, a person goes and touches two chatzoe zeisim mishnei meisim, a half a kazayis from one mess, a half a kazayis from another mess. Since the shear of a mess is the kizayis, we're not talking about atzomis, bones, we're talking about kizayis of basar. So even though it was a half a kizayis of one and a half a kizayis of the other, since the shear is a kizayis, and since by two mesim the shear is tuma shiva, with of course mechatas poraduma, so there would start. Or mishnei nevelos, if a person touched two dead carcasses of two dead animals. Okay, by animals again, the shear is a shear kizayis, and the tin is a tumas erev, only one night. You go to the mikveh, head of shemesh, and you're tohar. Okay, so the same thing applies if a chutzi zayis of nevela, chutzi zayis of nevela, there mitzdarf. Shtei chatzoi adash b'shnei shirotzim, person who touched a half a dead achbor, and a half a dead tzov, or choled, or any one of the chomet, Shamas, any one of the eight Shmoinish Ratzim. So anyone touches a half a Kedasha from this and half a Kedasha from that, since the Shear is the same, and the din is a din of Tumas Erev, so Sutrashi, Shizman Tumasan Shav of Shiurin Shava, the Tami Bishir Echad, that's why the person is Tame. However, I'm looking at the Rashi now. Rashi's about 12 lines from the top of the Amud. Tumasav Le Shiurai, Gigon Sheretz Unavela. If a person were to go and touch a half a kazayis of a sheretz, and a half a half of an adasha of a sheretz, and a half a kazayis of nevela, shishnei and tumas erev, they both have the same degree of tuma of ein shiurim shava l'tame, but they're not the same shiur. She's a bekazayis, she's a bekadasha, or shiurei v'loy tumasai ki goin mes unevela. Touches a half a kazayis of a mes and half a kazayis of a nevela. Shnei and bekazayis, they're both the same shear kazayas. V'zeh tumah shiva, v'zeh tumah serev, but their tumah is not the same, because this is a 7-day tumah, and this is a 1-day tumah. So they're not mitzdarf. And certainly, loy tumosai, v'loy shiurai, if you took a chweis, a halba kadasha from a sheret, and you had a half a kazayas of a mess, so the tumah is different, because this is a tumah serev, and this is a tumah shiva. And the shear is not the same, because it's a kadasha, and this is a kizayis. Ein mitzdarfin. So that's Rabbi Yeshua, and that's our Mishnah too, the koisvis and the Maloy Lugmav, it's not mitzdarf. Rav Nachman, oh my no. I feel the team Rabban. I can make a Rabban Hossam. When the Rabban say that the gabe tumah, they are mitzdarf. El inyan tumah. The shem tumah chadi. Tumah is tumah is tumah. So even though this is a chatzi adasha, and this is a chatzi kizayis, but the two are mitzdarev because they're both mitamim esa odom tumas erev. Avol hocham yishum yisuv v'daitehu, v'hayelum meis v'data. Here the svara is, als yishuv adas, that a person has a certain comfort level after he eats a certain amount, a shachtun zigemara, that if you ate a full kikoisvis, or you drank a full muloy lugmav, then there's yishuv adas. It's meis vadate. But if you take half and half, they are not mitzdarev because they're not meisva daite. So even the Rabbana would agree here, they are not mitzdarev. And now the Gemara repeats this again. V'chein Omer Rish Lakish. The first member was Omer of Chizda. Now Rish Lakish says the same thing. V'machloikish shnuye. Our Mishnah is dependent on a machloikish Rabbi Shui. Titnan. Kalal Omer Rabbi Shua. Like we just had a moment ago, the Rabbi Shua says, if the Tumah and the Shir are the same, then mitzdarev. But if the Tumah and the Shir are not the same, they are not mitzdarev. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tirmei Rabbanan. No, even the Kuntir Rabbanan, in our case, they are not mitzdarev. Ad kamei kamei Rabbanan hasam el inyan Tumah. Tumah is shem Tumah achasi. Tumah is Tumah is Tumah. Avalach mishim yisi v'daitehu. V'haylei kameis v'daiteh. And the Chum said, if you eat a full shir kezayis, or if you drink a full shir of mulei lugmav, misvadaite. But half and half is gunish. So even the Rabbanu would agree they are not mitzdarif in this case. Look, you are right. Zuk to Mishnah. Ochal vishosa behelem echot. Enechayiv elechates achas. We know the concept of helem achas. We've had this many times before, that if you do multiple times the same isur in one helem, for instance, a person ate chalef for breakfast, a kazayis of chalef, he afterwards ate a kazayis chalef for lunch, and nobody in between told him that this is chalef. He thought it was shuman. It's helem achas. Ein echayiv el achas, you only have to bring one karban chatas. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that here the helem was, he forgot the mashal that today is Yom Kippur, and therefore ochal he ate v'shasa and he drank the helem echad all in the same helem. So I might have thought, oh, if he ate a full shir kikoisvis of food and he drank a full shir b'loy lugmav of mashke, even though he did a helem echad, he should be chayiv shtayim because he did two separate isurim. The two inuyim, an inuy of achila, inuy of shtia, he should be chayv too. So to Mishnah, no, in chayv al chatas achas, because shtia is bechlal achila. But, ochal li osa malacha, what happens if the same helam, he forgot it was Yom Kippur, so he ate breakfast, and then osa malacha went out into the field, and he started plowing, or planting, or whatever. So he did two isure kores, together behelam achas, chayiv shtei chatois. And he's chayiv two chatois because these are two different isurim. This is an inui isur of not don't eat on Yom Kippur. And the other one is asiyas malacha, two separate isurim. He's chayiv shtei chatois. Ochal oichlin she'enu ruuyim lachila, v'shosim mashvi she'enu ruuyim l'shtia. What happens if he ate food which is not ruuy to be eaten? The Gemara in the Amud Beis is going to give us an example. Or if he drank mashkin, which are no longer roi l'shtia, ichweis, milk that went sour, it's not roi l'shtia, and he drinks it. The Bach adds the word potter. You're potter because you're only chayiv if you eat an ochel which is roi l'achila and a mashkin which is roi l'shtia. Now, finally, the Mishnah says v'shasa. If you, according to Bach, you take out the vav, shasa tzir oy murias. What happens if a person drank a whole bottle of tzir of murias? Tzir is fish sauce. Murias is fish brine, where you have little pieces of fish or little bones or whatever in the fish sauce. If you drank the whole thing, you are potter, even though he drank more than a maloy lugmav. What's the chiddush in this part of the Mishnah? The chiddush is that tzir and murias is something that you always eat together with something else. In other words, a person doesn't make a meal out of fish sauce. What he does is he eats a piece of challah and he dips the challah into the fish sauce. It's like today saying that a person went and opened up a bottle of ketchup and he drank from the bottle 5 ounces of ketchup. Now, there are tons of people that love ketchup, but they eat the ketchup together with a piece of meat or together with fish or whatever they eat it together with. But you don't eat it on its own. So the Mishnah tells you that even though you had a full shear of tzir and Murius, both of which are ro'ui la'achila. However, this is not a derech achila. Derech achila is to go and eat the tzir of Murius together with something else, not on its own. So it's like drinking a bottle of ketchup, and you are patur. Talk to you one. The Gemara wants to explore now is... Yes. The Gemara is even if it's... I don't know whether it is Mesav Das, but even assuming that it is, since it's not Derech Achila, you're a potter. You're only Chayiv on Yisub Adat if it's Derech Achila or Derech Shtia. Zok Dimar. Omer Ish Lokish. Mepnei Ma'aloi Nemra Azhora Be'inui B'shum Dali Efshah. From here to the bottom of the Omid into the Omid Beis, the Gemara is going to try to explore and try to find Psukim to show that there is an hazhar. We have a famous rule, ein oinshin el imkein mazhirin. You don't punish someone unless you warn him. So every time in the Torah where it says an oinish of, for instance, kareis, or if it gives you an oinish of one of the four mises bezdin, or malchus, or whatever, each time there's got to be somewhere in the Torah a loy. A loisasa, loisoichu, loisishta, loisavoid, ebes metaloi. It has to give you a warning. It has to tell you this is prohibited. And if you do it, you get the following onish. The question is, where does it say in the Torah that on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat? All of the statements, l'choira, are positive statements. It says, v'inisa mesnafshi seichem, inflict inui on yourself. Ta'anu is nafshi seichem. Go again and afflict yourself by not eating. But it doesn't say anywhere, loy, don't do it. The only loy that we do find is, kichol ha'nefesh asher loy se'una bi'etzem hayoyim hazeh v'nichrusu me'ameh. But this again is not a lav. This is not an ashara. It's telling you, kichol ha'nefesh loy se'una, if you are not ma'ani yourself, you don't torture yourself, but you do eat, v'nichrusa, you get a din of kares. So we're now trying to grasp somewhere that we can hang our hats on in the Torah where there is an ashara. Now the ashara doesn't have to be a clear-cut posik, although that would be the best. It can also be based on a drasha, based on a gzeira shava, based on a kal v'chomer. But I have to find an ashara because without an ashara, in oinchin el imkein masir. So Omrish Lakish. How come I don't find a pasuk that says don't go and eat on Yom Kippur? So tomorrow Mishum lo yashe says Rish Lakish. I'll tell you why. Because it's impossible. Hey, chinichtet. What should it say in the Torah? Nichtet v'rachmara lo yoichal or lo yisoichal. Don't eat. Achila b'kazayis. If we would say the loshen achila, we couldn't say that the shear is a bekakoisvis, we would say the shear is a kezayis. So therefore, you can't say liach. Nichtav rachmana loy se'una, don't go and do inui. In other words, we'll say loshen of a lav. Says Himor, that obviously doesn't work, because then that would be just the opposite. Kum achoil mashma. Loy se'una sounds, don't inflict any type of inui on yourself, and therefore eat and drink and be merry. So that cannot be. Is Machlo Ravoshi and Nichlo Rachmana Hishomer Pen? Because we have often in the Gemara tells us Hishomer Pen V'Al Eimei El Eloi says. So therefore Hishomer Pen Loi Seuna. The Torah should say Hishomer. Be very careful, Pen. Perhaps Loi Seuna, you're not going to come Li Dei Inui because you're going to go and eat. So I have a lotion of Hishomer. So it's what in Kain Efishul Ulavi. Now that would be problematic because both Hishomer and Pen, Hishomer Pen V'Al are all the shyness of a lav. So Hishomer Pen together, that would mean that there were two lavim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu only intended there to be one lav. So Maskul Rabbi Bavravai and Nichtu Rachmane Hishomer Ben Mitzvas Inoy. Oh, that works. The Chayre Hishomer is the loshen of a loisasa. Ben Mitzvas Inoy. Be careful when it comes to Inoy that you are mekayim, that you fulfill the mitzvah by not eating. Says Yomar, that also doesn't work. Because in Cain, Hishomer the lav, Hishomer the asay. Because the Hishomer is not automatically a lav, you have to take it in context. If it says Hishomer involving a negative term, then you're right. Hishama means negative. It means aloisasa. But here, if it would say Hishama mitzvah tzinoi, that would be a positive term. And the Torah is telling you, be very careful to observe the halacha of inoi. So that would be an asay. And again, it wouldn't be a lav. And if you have just an asay, you can't go and punish for an asay. You can only punish for a lav. Maskar Ravashi says, I do have an etzah. Nichtav al tosur minho inoi. Don't detour, don't go away from inoi on Yom Kippur. But as you can tell, the language is not an easy language. Al tosur, don't go away from inoi. And therefore, what does that mean? Make sure not to eat. So therefore, we've used a lashon of al. We're talking about inoi. So the chayra, this combination works. Says Yimar Kasha. You have a point, Rabbi Barabaya. Oh, I'm sorry, Ravashi has a good point. Yes, I could find such a hecha timtza. The Gemara doesn't say tiyufta, it says kasha, which suggests that this is not something which you cannot possibly answer, and could be Resh Lakish holds that altosim in a inoi is a very type of strained form of language. You don't normally find that type of language in the Torah, altosim in a inoi, and therefore he says that would not be your normal Ashara language. Anyway, bottom line is, Resh Lakish was trying to find a makom for Ashara, and he said, I really can't find one. The Torah could not write something expressly, because it wouldn't work out. Lo yafsha. But Ravashi has an etzah. Now, v'tana maisa l'mahocha. Now we found the Braisa. The Braisa is a fairly lengthy Braisa, and that Tana does try to find an Ashara in the Torah. Now, the first part of the Braisa is not related to Yom Kippur itself, but rather to what we call Toisus Yom Kippur, or Toisus Yontif. What means Toisus Yontif? We're going to see on the Amud Beis in the Yerza Hashem that there is a pasuk in the Torah which on the surface is difficult to understand. If you want to turn to the Amud Beis for a moment, you're welcome to do so, but otherwise it's a fairly well-known pasuk, where the pasuk says, Be'inisem es nafshi seichem, this is Pasuk Aleph in the Torah Or HaSholem on the Amud Beis. Be'inisem es nafshi seichem, besisha l'choydish po'erev, me'erev ad erev, tishbesu shabatchem. So literally the Pasuk is saying, Be'inisem es nafshi seichem, inflict inui on your neshama, besisha l'choydish, on the ninth day. The ninth day being, of course, Erev Yom Kippur. But not on the ninth day, but Erev, at night, when it's already Leil Yom Kippur, me'erev ad erev, from one night to the next night. And the Gemara is going to teach us here on the Amud Beis that the purpose of saying that there's inui on day number 9 is to tell you that you have to be mosif mechol el hakodesh, which means what happens if shkia that night or tzeisak echovim that night of Yom Kippur is lemoshel 7 o'clock. Don't eat or don't do malacha until 6:59, but add at least 5 or 10 minutes before, where you will refrain from eating and refrain from doing any malacha. That's called Tois V'Siyam Kippurim, and we're going to learn more about it in Yetzshem on the Amud Beis. And they have the same concept, the Gabi Shabbos and Yom Tov, that you shouldn't work until the last moment. Go and be moisef a few minutes before. Anyway, so Gemara wants to know what happens if you violated that din of Toisvis Shabbos, Toisvis Yom Tov, Toisvis Yom Kippur. Does it have the same status as Shabbos Yom Tov Yom Kippur itself? So let's assume that you have on the calendar that Shkia is 7 o'clock. And let's assume that it says, but it would be right not to eat from 10 to 7, to stop eating from 10 to 7. What happens if during those 10 minutes, from 10 to 7 to 7 o'clock, you're eating? Is there a din of kares or not? Is oktibra oktibraiso? V'tana ma'isel ma'ach v'isnisim es nafshi seichem v'chol malacha lo isasu yochel yei onush al tuisef es malacha. I would think you would get an onush kares on someone who does malacha during that extra time period pre yontiv. Tama loyim v'chol nefesh etasek malacha. What does the pasuk finish off? It's got to be al itzumah shel yoyim anish kares. If you do it during the prescribed 24-hour period of Yom Kippur, avadi if it cuts, then on nishkaris al tisaf is malacha. But if you do malacha during the extra few minutes prior to Yom Kippur, even though you shouldn't do it, there's no din of kares. Okay. Let's leave malacha for a moment. Let's talk about inui. Yochle ye onish kares al toisefes malacha. Av ye onish kares al toisefes inui. What happens if you were not mosif the inui, but rather it was 5-10 minutes before Yom Kippur, and you were still eating. I would think that you'd get a din of kares. Same thing again. Ali tumishul yom onish kares, then onish kares ali toisef itoisefes inoy. You only get kares if you do it on yontiv itself, not on the tosefes yontiv from before. Yochle ye onish. I'm sorry. Yochle yehi bechlal onish. Av yehi muzer al toisefes malacha. Fine. Granted, if a person does malacha in the 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, then I would say there's no din of kares. But maybe there's a din of an ashara. And if there's a din of an ashara, then it should be l'chor like any lav, that a lav sheyesh b'maaseh, loiken olav. So if he eats during those few minutes before, I'm not talking about eating now, if he does malacha in the last few minutes before Yom Tov, okay, there's no kares, but maybe if there's hasra and edim, he should get malkis because of an ashara, yehi muzer. Tamloim b'chol malacha li'sasu li'atzu mayoy mazeh. B'chol malacha li'sasu, of course, is the lav. B'atzu mayoy mazeh is Yom Kippur itself. Ali tzu mishal yoyim hu muzer. Ve'yim muzer al tisef is malacha. You only get an ashara, which means a lav with the isurim. That's only on Yom Tov itself. But on Tosis Malacha, meaning prior to Yom Tov, if you do Malacha in the last 5-10 minutes, where you should have refrained from doing Malacha, there is no Isur Lav. So what din is there? There's a din of an Asay. There's a mitzvah Asay not to go and do Malacha prior to Yom Tov for a few minutes. But if you violated that, you violated that. There's no Malkis, there's no Kars. That's the Gabi Malacha. Zokti Yimara, Yochlei Muzer Al Tosefes Malacha, Avyei Muzer Al Tosefes Inoy. Maybe there is an ashara for Tosefes Inoy, meaning that if a person eats a few minutes before Yom Tov, maybe we should go and give him Pech, we should go and give him Malkis, because it's an ashara. Says Yimara, there is no din of ashara on Tosefes Inoy, because we didn't have a Kal B'Choyver. Uma Malacha, Shalei Heges B'Shabasa Tiyamim Toivim, the din of malacha, which applies, of course, every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, ain a muzer aleha. There is no ashara of tosefes malacha. Inui she'ain a noy b'shabbos v'yom tov. After all, a regular Shabbos, a regular Yom Tov, you're not allowed to have inui. There's certainly no mitzvah of inui. Mitzvah of inui is only on Yom Kippur. Ain a dinshle a muzer olav zavad zavad. There's no ashara if you do not fulfill. If you're not mekayim the din of Tosefes Inui prior to Yom Kippur. And with this, we can go and put a colon or a semicolon or a period, because we finished the first part of the Braisa. The first part of the Braisa was focusing entirely on the inyan of Tosefes Malacha and Tosefes Inui. And again, Tosefes Malacha and Tosefes Inui means that you perform Malacha or you eat prior to Yom Tov, or as we'll see on the Amud Beis, right after Yom Tov, without leaving at least a minute or two or 5 minutes or whatever as an additional buffer zone before and after. But now let's get back to our Gemara. Our Gemara is focusing on the din of Ashara on Yom Tov itself, on Yom Kippur itself. Says Gemara, says the Braisa, Avla Ashara li inishol yom atzmoi loy lemadnu. How do I know about an ashara for Yom Kippur itself? I know that there's an oinish, that a person that does malacha, or a person that eats on Yom Kippur, for sure there's an oinish. You get a din of kares. But how do I know that there's an ashara of inui? Now, there's no shaila about ashara of malacha. Ashara of malacha we have. The Gemara quoted the pasuk before, that Kol malacha lo yisasu bi'etzem yoyim hazeh. Kol malacha lo yisasu. That's crystal clear. Alav asara, don't do malacha. Because if a person does malacha, then he gets kares. But where does it say in the Torah that you're not allowed to go and eat? It says that there's a mitzvah of inoy v'nisim es nafshi seicha. But we're looking for a lav. We're looking for a negative command. This is the shayla that Reish Lakish started off with as soon as we started the Mishnah. Where do we find an Azhar li'inui? So Yomara mean na'ayin. Says Yomara, I'll tell you. I don't have a befeish apostate, but let's learn it from Bekal B'chaymer. Lo yoymer oynish b'malacha. The word oynish, not the word oynish, but the punishment of malacha on Yom Kippur, it says in the Torah, whoever does malacha on Yom Kippur, Chas v'Shalom gets kares. It didn't have to say oynish. The government inoy, because I can learn a kal v'chaymer from inoy. Ma inoy she'en inoy b'shabas v'yom toy. Oynish kares. Inoy only applies to Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply to Shabbos. It doesn't apply to Yontif. But it applies to Yom Kippur. And therefore, even though this is such a limited lav in scope, that it only applies one day a year, minat Torah on Yom Kippur, but if you violate it, onish karis. Malacha shenehag is b'shabbos yom tovim. Malacha which is noik every single Shabbos, 52 Shabbosim of the year, and every day of the Yom Tov of the year. So you see that's much more chomor in its scope. Like Kolchkin, the Ravad and Avadan is a din of an onish of karis. Laman nemar, so why did the Torah have to go and say a din of kares for a person who does malacha on Yom Kippur? I can learn it a kal v'chaymer from inoy, and therefore it's mufna, it's unnecessary. And since it's unnecessary, lahakish v'lod mimen gzeir shava. So I'm going to learn gzeir shava now from malacha to inoy. What's the greater shava? Nemar oynish be inoy, the nemar oynish be malacha. Both by inoy it says a din of kares, and by malacha it says a din of kares. Ma malacha li oynish alam kein is there. Just like by malacha, there's no oynish unless there is an ashara. That's universal. You cannot give an oynish unless there is ashara. And by malacha, there is an ashara. What is the ashara of ka malacha li sas of the etzam yoimazeh? So even though I don't find a befeidusha pasuk in the Torah, I don't find anything explicit in the Torah and Azhara, but based on this gzeirah shava of oynish to oynish of inoy to oynish of malacha, and the oynish of malacha is mufna. Why is it mufna? Because I could have learned the kal v'chaymer from inoy. Shai, and my gzeirah shava to tell you there is an Azhara by inoy, not an express pasuk, but an express drosha. Frank Timara, 1 second. Your whole Zayin Shav is based on that the oynish by malacha is unnecessary, because I can learn it as a kal v'chaymer from inoy. Frank Timara, ikel mifrach, I have a pirch on the kal v'chaymer. Mal inoish loy hutra mechlolai, terme malacha shehutra mechlola. You're telling me that malacha is more chomor than inoy, because malacha applies to all 52 Shabbosim and Yom Tov. Masha Enkin, inoy only applies one day a year. Ha ha ha. Inoy is more chomor than malacha. Why is inoy more chomor than malacha? Because malacha hutra mechlola. Every single Shabbos, we're not allowed to do 39 malachas. Those 39 malachas include shechita. You're not allowed to shecht. And guess what? In the Beis HaMikdash, we shecht at least twice a day on Shabbos, actually four times. One for the Tamar Shul Shachar, one the Tamar Shul Bein Abayim. They have the two kvasim for Musaf, so we are shechting four times. You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara means. It's malacha shehutra mechlala. There's a heter in this malacha, an exception to the rule. Masha Enkin Inui, there is no exception to the rule. Anybody and everybody has to go and fast. Of course, Chas v'Shalom is a pikuach nefesh situation. Person is sick, he's elderly, and he cannot. Pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha'am shabbatayim. But other than that, there are no exceptions. So inoy is more chamor than malacha. So that's the reason why, even though the Torah says kores by inoy, it has to repeat the inyan of kares by malacha, I wouldn't be able to learn one from the other mitakal b'chaymer because of this pircha. Therefore, oynish is not superfluous, and I cannot learn exeder shabbat. I see Barry has a question. Barry, you have a question?
Yeah, first of all, yes, I do. First of all, the Yom Kippur also has hetar malacha of shmita in the Beis Hamikdash. Number one, and number two, why are we separating Yom Kippur from all the other Yom Tovim? All the other Yom Tovim, we're saying, well, because Yom Kippur has Inui, but Yom Kippur is also a Yontif. It's already a great Kodesh. Also has malacha. So we don't have anything. Why are we suddenly saying Yom Kippur is in a separate category? It's not. It's a subset of one of the Yom Tovim. So why are we saying suddenly, because there's Inui overlaid on it, that it's different? It's not. It still stands as a Yontif.
You're 100% right that Yom Kippur is a subset of all Yom Tovim. No question about it. The Gabi
and it's also Hutra Malacha for Shechita, like all the Shabbos, like all the Shabbos.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. So in terms of Malacha, they're all exactly the same, Hutra Mechlala. But the Gabi, the din of Inui, there is no Heta Mechlaloi on the day when the din of Inui applies. Inui doesn't apply, of course, throughout the year. It only applies Minatayra on Yom Kippur. On that day of Yom Kippur, when it's a din of Inui, there is no Heta Mechlaloi. Nobody has an exception to the rule. Not the melech, not the kohen gadol, not the sgan, not the person who's taking the ish iti, who's taking to the sora mishtaleach, not anybody in shul, not anybody at home.
He's offered food. The ish iti is offered food and water.
It's 100% true. The reason why he's offered it is because chas v'shalom, because of his running and going with the sora mishtaleach, he may come lidei pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is doicha that trumps all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, so that is sui generis. That's not something that applies to Inui in particular. That goes kol ha-Torah kula, pikuach nefesh is doicha everything, of course, except with the exception of the three cardinal sins of Yehari Val Yavah. So that the reason why we offer him the food, like you say, the Gemara said he never needed it, the Ish-Iti never needed it, but we tell him that because of the Pas Pasali. Shkoyach, Brother Shai. So, in terms of that Inui has no Heta Mechlola, that's crystal clear. Yes, Malacha does have, and Malacha on Yom Kippur has, you're 100% right, but that's the Parsha of Malacha. In the parasha of Inui, there are no exceptions to the rule, like Hutta Mechlav. So in that sense, Inui is more chomor than Malacha. On the other hand, Malacha is more chomor than Inui, because Malacha applies 52 days of the year every single Shabbos, and Malacha applies all of the din of Yom Tovim, which would be 7 days of Sukkot, and 1 day of Atzeres, of Shavuos, and 8 days of Sukkot, and Simchas, and V'Yaisis, and Simchas Torah. And the Shmini Atzeres, and Pesach, and the 7 days. So all of those days, Malacha is Aser. Malacha is Aser. We're not talking about Malachas Oichel Nefesh, we're talking about regular, normal Malacha of plowing the field, etc. All of that is Aser. That applies, therefore, 52 days, plus another 7 days, plus another 1 day, plus another 8 days. A lot of time. But Inui only applies 1 day a year. So therefore, says the Gemara, in that sense, Malacha is more chamor, not that the severity of Malacha, but the breadth and scope of Malacha is broader than that of Inui. So in that sense, it's chamor. So therefore, the Gemara says, each time we try to make a kal v'chomer, yeah, you're right, in one respect, Malacha is taka more chamor. But I have a pircha, because Inui is more chamor in another respect, and that is that there are no exceptions to the rule in Inui. So let's make a kal v'chomer now from Inui, which the Gemara is going to do right now, and the Gemara is going to ask Akasha back and say, yeah, you can't make a kal v'chomer from Inui, because Malacha is weaker in the sense the kavi hutra mechlal. So you're going to see that right now. So Gemara, Elo lo yoimar, we're on to 2, 4, 6 line from the wide lines. Elo yoimar oynish v'inui, so let it not say oynish v'inui, digam malacha. Let's learn it from malacha. That what? Ma malacha shehutra mechlala anish karis. Malacha, which is hutra mechlala, even though it's more kal, because we allow for shechita on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, even on Yom Kippur, we allow in the Beis HaMikdash the kachim, inush v'hutra mechlala. Inoy with her. Inoy is head to mechlolay. Lekolshkein chavad and avad that halacha should be that there's an oinish of kares. Is lamanem. So why does it say the oinish of kares? It's mufna, so it's extra. Lahakish v'lod mimene gzeira shava to go and teach a gzeira shava. What's a gzeira shava? Nemar oinish be'ima benemar oinish be malacha. Both of them, it says the din of kares is ma malacha onish v'hizir. Just like malacha, it's not only there's an oinish, but there is an azhara. There too, by Inoy, there is a din of an ashara, even though I don't have an express pasuk, but I have an express drasha to tell you that there's an ashara also by Inoy. But says Yimar Ikalimifra. Let's just finish off this shtickle. Ikalimifra, we have this, the pircha now in reverse. You cannot go and learn a kal v'chomer from Malacha to Inoy and say, well, Malacha is much more kal, because by Malacha it's hutra mechlola. Inoy, there is no heta mechlola, no exceptions. No. Malacha, in fact, is more chamor. Why? Because Malacha neheg is by Shabbos v'yom toivim. It's like every 52 Shabbosim of the year plus Yom Toivim. Toiv v'inish and neheg by Shabbos v'yom toivim. It's only neheg one day of the year. And therefore, I need the onesh both by Malacha. I need the onesh by Inoy. I don't have any mufna, any extra terms, and therefore I cannot learn a gzeira shava after all, and therefore I am now stuck. The Gemara says, I'm still looking for the makor that there is an azhara by the din of Inoy on Yom Kippur. I think Robert has a question.
What I don't understand is that we are talking now about this, about Einish Kores. Einish Kores, if he doesn't bemaze it, he doesn't require azhara. Only Mrs. Bester requires azhara in order to go into effect. If somebody is Iver Aroyas with Aishas Ish and he got no azhara, he's still Chayv Kores.
No, you're thinking of Hasra'a. Hasra'a is when a person gives a warning and says, Mister.
Yes. Asura and Asura is the same, no?
They are synonyms and they're parallel concepts that our Gemara is using it in a different form. What we're saying is there's a rule. Ein oinshin el imkein masirin. The Torah cannot go and say that a person who does malacha on Shabbos gets skila, unless the Torah tells you initially, don't do malacha on Shabbos. How am I supposed to know that I'm not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? I thought Shabbos is the best day to be able to do all extracurricular activities. I don't have to go to the office on Shabbos, so today I'm going to go in my garden, I'm going to go do some pruning, some cutting, some harvesting. So the Torah has to say, L'isasu k'malacha. It's got to go and say, it's asur. Once the Torah says it's asur, then it can say, oh, by the way, and if you violate it, you can get skila, you can get karis, etc. So the Torah has to say somewhere the asur. Okay?
Yeah.
Nothing more about you. You're from Ruchim to you, no problem. So now the Braisa basically got stuck, and the Braisa says, I can't learn my Gzeira Shava, because my Gzeira Shava was at one of the two Onshim. Either the Oinish of Malacha, or the Oinish of Inui was Mufna. I learned Gzeira Shava. No, neither of them are Mufna. I need both of these Oinshim, because there's a chumra by malacha that you don't have by Inoy, and there's a chumra by Inoy that you don't have by malacha. Zokti Yamara Omravina. Haitana. We're now 6 lines from the bottom. Omravina. Haitana. Etzim. Gomar. He learns a Gzeira Shava, not Oinish, but he learns Etzim. And it's Mufna. Now, what is the Etzim? So we already quoted the Etzim before. In my Gemara, it's Ois Gimel and Ois Dalit of the Torah or Hashalem. In Ois Gimel, B'chola Nefesh, Shetaseh, Ka'malacha, Be'etzem, Ayoyim Azeh. If you do Malacha, Be'etzem. Next Pasuk. B'chola Nefesh, Shaloi Se'une, in Yin of Inui, Be'etzem, Ayoyim Azeh. And there's yet another Pasuk. B'chola Malacha, Le'isasu, Be'etzem, Ayoyim Azeh. So you have the Etzem, goes and tells you, Gzeira Shava, just like Malacha, there is an Onesh, and there is an Ashara. Same thing. By Inoy, there's an Oynish and there's an Azhar. Okay. Zokti Mora, it's got to be Mufna. You have to find that it's mufta, it's extra. Otherwise, I can go and ask the pircha that we asked before. What was the pircha that we asked before? We asked before that malacha is more chomer than inoy, because malacha is wider and broader in scope. It includes all Shabbos v'yom tovim. Inoy only is one day a year. And then we said that inoy is more chomer than malacha, because by malacha you have exceptions to the rule. You're allowed to go and shecht on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur, kodshim. But inoy, there's no exception to the rule. Everybody has a din of inoy. So therefore, since you have the chumras back and forth, we said you cannot go and learn the Gzeira Shava unless it's mufna. So tomorrow, yes, lie, afliya mufna. It is mufna. Why is it mufna? Chamisha kroi ksivim mamalacha. There are five separate psukim mamalacha. The Gemara doesn't enumerate them. Rashi tells us, if you look it up, look at Rashi, five lines before the end of the Amud in Rashi. Chamisha kroi ksivim mamalacha. I bought Lavin, the Koris Echad. Go and look in Parshas Achri Moitz. Look in Parshas Ach Ba'asar. Ach Ba'asar means Parshas Emor. And also look in Chaymish Abikudim means. Okay. And go into Chaymish Abikudim means go and look in Bamidbar, in Parshas Pinchas. And you'll see all of them are together in the written out in the Torah. We have five psukim all together. For those of you that want to see the actual psukim, the yard scroll goes and brings all five of them. You have in going parashas Achri Mois, one pasuk. Mois lechem lechuk hasayim mechodesh shvi biyosel lechodesh ta'anu esnafshi seichem lechom malacha leisasu. Oh, one pasuk. Lechom malacha leisasu. That's an Achri Mois. Now we turn to parashas Emor. Lechom malacha leisasu biyetzayim mazer. That's one pasuk. Another pasuk. Lechom malacha leisasu. So that's two psukim in Emor. And then we get to Bamidbar. We have Uve Oser Lachodesh Hashvi Hazeh Mikra Kodesh Yilechem Kam Malacha Leisasu. Shoy, four psukim of Ashara, and then there's one pasuk of Einish. And where is that pasuk? That pasuk is again in Parshas Emor. V'chol Nefesh Shetasa Kam Malacha V'etzem Yen Mazeh V'avarti Yis Nefesh Hi Mikerev Amos. We have five psukim all together. So why do we have to have five psukim? Zok Dimar Chad Ashara Di Imama. Want to tell you, don't do Malacha during the day of Yom Kippur. V'chad l'asar delayla. Want to tell you, don't do it on the night. In other words, Leil, the night before the 10th, right? The night that we go and say Kol Nidre. V'chad l'asar delayla. V'chad l'oynish d'imama. Want to tell you the oynish if you do it during the day. V'chad l'oynish delayla. Want to go and to tell you the oynish at night. So that's four. V'chad l'afnuya. And one, which is mufna. The migmar inoy me malacha ben di mamama ben di laila, to learn inoy from malacha, just like by malacha, there is a din of both an onish and a preceding azhara. So too by inoy there is a preceding azhar. Shait. So the boy said we have our first answer of the day. Where do we find an azhara by Yom Kippur Rabbi inoy? We don't find an express pasuk, but we learn it from etzem. And it's mufna because I have the five separate psukim by malacha of asora and ayish. Now we have another answer. The way Rishmol Tana Nemar Kan Inu Minemala Halon Inui by Yom Kippur it says Inui, and it says the word Inui also by another isur, and this isur is the isur of Chas V'Shalom, a person being ma'anes a nara meurasa. A nara murasim, a person ba'anei ser chas v'shalom, if he does it with azhara and with edim, then chas v'shalom the person gets skila. If there are no azhara mit edim, there are no hasra and edim, then the person goes and gets kares, as you heard previously from our good friend Robert. So now the Gemara says, by the din of ma'anis nara murasim, Ulta uses the expression inoy. It says, Al devar asher ina es eishes re'eyu. Oh, the person gets skila. Where do we find the azhara by inui of Naru Murasa? We find in Aseres HaDibrois. Where does it say in Aseres HaDibrois? It says in Aseres HaDibrois, lois enough. You're not allowed to go and live with an eishes ish. And Naru Murasa is an eishes ish. By definition, she had Eirisim. So therefore, just like when one lives in Nara Murasa, there's not only an Onesh, but there's also an Azhara. Afkarli Onesh Olkin Hizir here too, there is an Azhara. So that's Mekoyer number two for an Azhara for Yom Kippur. Number three, Rav Achmi Yankov Omer Yalif Shabbos Shabbosim Shabbos Bereishis. By Shabbos Bereishis it says Shabbos Shabbosim, and by Yom Kippur it says Shabbos Shabbosim. We didn't say Shabbos Shabbosim. It's the first pasuk in on the Amud Beis. David, please put yourself on mute. What does it say in the Amud Beis? Shabbos Shabbosim Hu Lachem Yinisa Mesnafshi Seichem Besishal Lachodish Be'erev. It says Shabbos Shabbosim, Yinisim Mitzafshi Seichem. It says that by Yom Kippur. See, Yalav Shabbos Shabbosim, Yishabbos Bereish, Malalom, Yonish El Kid Hizir. Just like every single Shabbos, that says in the Torah, don't do Malacha, it says Leisasu Kum Malacha, and it says Shabbos Shabbosim Hashem. Shoin? So just like by Shabbos, Leonish Kim Hizir, Afkakan, Legabi Yom Kippur, Leonish Elim Kain Hizir. So we have here, according to Racha Bar Yankiv, a gzeirah shava, Shabbos Shabbosim, from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Rapapa Amar, you don't need to come on to gzeirah shava. Hu gufei Shabbos ikri, dechsev, tishbesu shabbatchem. That same pasuk that we just quoted now, Shabbos Shabbosim hu lachem, at the end of the pasuk it says, me'erev at erev, tishbesu shabbatchem. So in itself, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Ah, since it's called Shabbos. Just like every single Shabbos. The malachis of Shabbos. The only isurim on Shabbos are the malachis. So just like those malachis of Shabbos, like Onesh Elimkin, his ear hit too on Yom Kippur. It's also called Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbosai. So all the isurim of this Shabbos, which include, of course, not only malachim, but also inoy, like Onesh Elimkin, his ear. So Rapapa is, if you will, a little bit better than Rav Acha Bar Yankiv. He doesn't need to come on to an external Shabbos Shabbosai with Gzeira Shava and import from Gzeira Shava the Azhara, but internally in Yom Kippur itself, the Shabbos Shabbosai Tishbetu Shabbatchem, it's called Shabbos. That tells you that just like every single Shabbos, and Yom Kippur itself is Shabbos, the Oynish has to have an Azhara, and it has an Azhara. Here too, the Oynish has an Azhara. So to our Mishlam, Rapapa, Liyamak, Ravacha, Bar Yankiv, the Krod, Echsibi, Gufei, Odith. I can understand why Rapapa didn't want to learn like Ravacha, Bar Yankiv, because he says, what do I need to go and bring Raya's from elsewhere? I have a Raya from the din of Yom Kippur itself, because it says, Tishpusu Shabbatcha. And Ravacha, Bar Yankiv, my time of Liyamak, Rapapa, why doesn't he learn like Rapapa? Said, you want to boil it, look at his Sanya, because Ravacha, Bar Yankiv says, this Tishbesu Shabbatchem I need for the din of Toisvis Shabbos V'yomtiv, which we spoke about at the beginning of the Shiur. And this is the Makar. It says in the Pasuk, V'nisim esnafshi seichem esishel achoydish. Yochel yaschel v'yisane betisha. The Lashon of V'nisim esnafshi seichem betisha lachoydish sounds like you're supposed to fast 2 days. Not only you're supposed to fast on the Osir Lachoydish Hashvi, but even on the Tisha Lachoydish, Shteitach Inisim Nafshi Seichem. Tamaloyim, the Pasuk immediately after that says, Ba'erev, oh, Ba'erev means at night, the night of Kol Nidre. That's when you have to stop eating. So, do you want to eat Ba'erev? Yochem Mishatachshach. I would think Taka only from Shkia, only from Tzeisak Echovim. Tamaloyim, B'tisha, it says, Tisha meaning day number 9. So make up your mind. Is there a din of inui on Erev Yom Kippur? Is there no din of inui on Erev Yom Kippur? Okay, so maschul misanim and by joy mikanshem misivim mechayil al kodesh. From this we have the concept that you got to add at least a few minutes from Erev Yom Kippur onto Yom Kippur. Mainly on the beginning sausay. I only know that at the outset of Yom Tif, at the beginning. How do I know I'm supposed to add a couple of minutes later as well? Talmud loyim erev ad erev tishbesu shabbatchem erev ad erev, that it should be even matzi Yom Kippur add a couple of minutes. Ve'eli ella Yom Kippur. Now the girsa is Shabbosis minayin. How do I know regular Shabbos is a din of toisus malacha that you're not supposed to work until the final moment, but take a break a few minutes before? Talmud loyim. That's why it says tishbesu. Ainly ella Shabbosis. Yomim Toivim Minayin. How do I know this applies to Yom Tov as well? Tamalei Meshabatchem. Okay, Tzar. So what do I have? Bottom line. Kol Makim Shenemar Shvus. Wherever it uses the term of Shabbos, Tishbesu, Shabbatchem, Shabbosai, wherever it uses those terms, comes to tell us, Moisifim Mechoil Ala Koidesh. And therefore, says Rav Acha Bar Yankiv, that's why I need these magic words, Tishbesu, Shabbatchem, and that's why I could not learn the drasha of Rapapa, and I have to learn Gzeira Shava, Shabbos Shabbosayim, to Shabbos Shabbosayim. Good. Back to the Yom Aleph. The Tara di Etzem Etzem, the man Yom that learns of Etzem Hayayim Mazeh, Etzem Hayayim Mazeh, Gzeira Shava, Hay B'Tisha L'Choydish, my Ovidle, what does he do with this Trasha of Tisha L'Choydish Ba'arev? So if you want to buy the Tani Chiyah Barab Midifti, the Tani Chiyah Barab Midifti, V'Nisem Et Nafshei Seichem, B'Sisha, and we start off the same question again. V'Chi B'Tisha Misanem, do you go and fast on the ninth day? Valid be awesome, Misanin. You fast on the tenth day. Eloi Malach. Kala oichel vishoyse bichi. Whoever eats and drinks on the ninth day, Mavala vakasim ki misana chi vasire. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him credit as if he fasted both days, both on the ninth and on the tenth. Now, this drasha is a little bit hard to understand. A person is eating and drinking bichi, and we say, it's as if he fasted. Well, what does that mean? What is the relevance of this pasuk? If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid, Rashi says, "Kolo oichel b'shoyse." Rashi smack in the middle of the Rashis, "Kolo oichel b'shoyse." Is a Rashi. V'achim mash v'kra, v'inisem b'tisha, kloimar haskin atzmecha b'tisha. Not that you should start fasting b'tisha, but prepare yourself on the ninth day. Shetuchal lishanois ba'asara, so that you should be able to go and fast on the tenth day. Now, how do you go and prepare yourself on the ninth day? By eating. I'm going to ask you, krob loshen inoy loy malach. How do you keilu mishanah b'tisha? Since your kavana on erev Yom Kippur is not just to eat because you like to eat or because it's any day of the week. No, the reason why you're eating is because you want to be able to go and fast. So since your kavana in eating is to fast, it's as if you're fasting on day number 9. Azeh v'krashi. This Gemara that we just quoted, B'tishah l'chodesh, erev arev, ki'ilis anav chiv asiri, is also brought in Masechtas Pesachim. And the Marsha says in Masechtas Pesachim a very nice additional vart. It's Marsha and Pesachim daf samaches amid beis. And the vart, if you want, has a Hasidish ring to it. What does he say? Zokta Marsha. Ha toidim melamedes. Sheachila l'shem mitzvah. Shekula kitanis l'shem mitzvah. If you're eating l'shem mitzvah, you'd be mekayim a mitzvah as if you're fasting l'shem mitzvah. In other words, you shouldn't think that the only way you can serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu is through fasting. You can serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu through eating. But you have to have in zin, you have to eat l'shem mitzvah. If you're just eating because you happen to like sushi and pizza and kugel, that's not l'shem mitzvah. About you have to eat to be able to live, there's no question. But if you want to go and serve Hashem through eating, so when you make your bracha before, and you make your bracha at the end, and whilst you're eating, you have in mind the reason why I'm eating is because I'm doing l'shem mitzvah. Now, when is there a mitzvah l'shem mitzvah? Of course, even on Shabbos, you can eat l'shem mitzvah, so there's mitzvah. However, here we're talking specifically the Gabe Tisha L'Chodesh on the ninth day of Yom Kippur, even of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur. So even though the person is eating, if he has in mind, I'm eating l'shem mitzvah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to prepare for the fast for tomorrow, Tos is alein a grace of mitzvah, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's machshiv that mitzvah of eating, as if you are fasting the next day on Yom Kippur, as if you're fasting that day. So it goes to show you the mala of a mitzvah that's done l'shem mitzvah. Any mitzvah l'shem mitzvah is on a very high madrega. Okay, we stop over here. It's two dots, and we start a new inyan. We went through Baruch Hashem 3 or 4 different limudim to show where the Torah says an azhara. We didn't find anything expressed, but based on either Gzeira Shavis or based on Kal V'Chomer, based on Shabbos Shabbosayim, Tishbusu Shabbatchem, we were able to find an Asara, the Gabi Inui on Yom Kippur. Now let's continue on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Avol ochal oichlin she'en ru'uyim lachila your pot." So Yomar gives us now 2 examples. Amarav, kas pilpili b'yomet kipuri. If a person took peppers or peppercorns and he chewed them and he ate them, the word kas often means just to chew, but really more broadly it means eating anything shaloi kederach achila. We don't normally eat peppers or peppercorns. We use peppers and we put it into various food items to spice them up, especially if you really like spicy Mexican foods. You might put in more of the peppers than you put the rest of the food. But the point is, you don't eat the peppercorns l'shem eating peppers. You do it to spice up another food. So if a person only ate pilpili on Yom Kippur, you're potter. So it's actually because ein ze derech achilosai. It's not a derech achilah. Similarly, if you kas zangadila, if you ate ginger of course is also a spice, b'yom kippur. Again, you're potter. And the Gemara is going to challenge each one of these limud, each one of these halachas. Is on the halacha legabi pilpil meisvei hayeremeya oimer mimashu shenemer varaltem olosi is period. We're talking about the halacha of orla, the first 3 years after you planted a fruit tree, you have 3 years of fruit. Those fruits are all orla. Says Imar, since it says varaltem olosi is period any edesh eats machalu. What's bothering the Gemara? If you have the Torah Ora Shalem, you see pasuk beis. So v'chisavoyu el aret, you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Unetatim kol eitz machol, and you're planting any fruit tree, right? An eitz machol is a tree that you can eat from. V'araltim olosi yaspiria, then there's the din of orla of peiris for shalish shanim. So the Gemara is asking an obvious question: why does it have to say unetatim kol eitz machol? It can go and say unetatim kol eitz. Obviously, it's an eitz machol because if it's a barren tree, like the millions of trees that you have throughout the world that have no fruit, then you couldn't talk about varalta molosi as period. Make sure not to eat the fruit the first 3 years. There are no fruit. Muzduch zayin that we're talking about eitz machel. So pray tomorrow, any day she eitz machel. Elamata molim eitz machel. Eitz shetam eitz yapiriyah shava. To go and tell you that both the bark or the wood of the tree and the pre of the tree have the same tam. Habi oimer, what is that? Habi oimer, ze pilpulin. Lamedcha to teach you shapilpulin peppers chayom ba'arla. In other words, I don't know how peppers grow, but whichever way they grow, with stalks or bushes or whatever, says Rashi, min ilanhu. It comes to tell you the chiddush that it's a min ilan, and therefore there's a 3 year isser of eating pilpul, just like you're not letting eat any other fruits the first 3 years. It is a din of arla. Now, I know some of you are thinking, don't we have in Masechta Sukkah that the Gemara tells us that Tam Eitz Yipir Yishavin is referring to Esrik, because it says in the Pasuk, Lachtachem Yoyim HaRishoyin, pre-Eitz Hadar, and the Gemara says, why did it say pre-Eitz? Every Peri is from an Eitz. To go and tell you that Tam Eitz Yipir Yishavin, is that what you were asking, Barry? Yes? Barry, are you with us?
Yeah, exactly what I was asking. Exactly.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. So this is Toises is Kasha in Masechtis Sukkah on Daf Lamed Hey. What Toises says over there, the Gemara itself asks in Sukkah, maybe pre Eitz Hadar means that you're supposed to go and take a lulav together with a pilpul instead of taking it together with an esrik. And the Gemara says that cannot be because lekachta means alekicha. You take one little peppercorn, one little pepper, that's not a lakicha. How do you take a peppercorn? You can't shake it up and down, you can't take it, it's so small. Elamai says you might take two or three or five of them, but it says only pre-eitz hodah echad, Amar Rachman of Loishtai. So therefore, certainly for purposes of Sukkis, the Gemara says that it does not include a pilpul, it includes the esrik. But Freitois is in Sukkah. But maybe the loch of Orla of this drasha that we just gave now, maybe that's referring to the esrik tree and not to the pilpul. And Freitois is in Masechta Sukkah. To go and tell us that an esrik tree is an eitz machel, I don't need a limud for that. Everybody sees an esrik tree is a tree. It's no different than an apple tree and an orange tree and a lemon tree. Of course it's a tree. However, a pilpul bush or stalk or whatever is not easily definable easily identifiable as a tree. That's why I have to have a special pasuk that even pilpul, these funny type of growths, are also called trees of chayam bi'arla. Fine. So that's why it's kashish koyach bari. Number two, what I also learned, vein Eretz Yisrael chasei reklam. Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael has everything. Shenema lo yisechser kol bo. It's not missing anything. It's not even missing pilpul. Therefore, that's what the limit of the Eitz Machel, any type of food item, Baruch Hashem grows in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, but what do I see from this? I see that a person who eats pilpul, he's being over hilchis arla, obviously it has the status of a pre. It's something that you eat, so it's roy to eat. And you just said now in Yom Kippur it's not roy to eat, and therefore you're potur. If it's moist and fresh pilpul, that is edible, then it has a din of arla, and chas v'shalom, if you eat it on Yom Kippur, you'd be chayv. What we were talking about, that you're potter if you eat dried out pilpul, that's not roi lachila, and therefore you're potter on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara asks the same
question.
Yes.
You said chas is a lesson of chewing, but we hear him sochem, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, chasos al haseh. And chasos there, we said, is the main mitzvah is the consumption of the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
Why are we changing our definition of chas from consumption to merely chewing?
The word chas, kaf, and samach is a difference between the biblical word to choisu al haseh, the michsas nefoshois, which is what you're referring to, and our Gemara kas of eating. So when it says in the Parashat Pasuk to choisu al haseh of michsas nefoshois, that is not a lashon of eating, that's a lashon of counting. To choisu al haseh, that you have to have minuyim. Ish lefi ochle to choisu al haseh, if a person can go and eat, he should be included in the minuyim of the seh. Here, however, the word kas is a Talmudic term, and that means to eat something shaloi kederach achilosai. If you look back on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, go to the Amud Aleph, turn back to the Amud Aleph. We learned this yesterday at the top of the Amud, the top line. Person was koseis se'oidim. Look at the top Rashi. Kol davar shehu oichloi shaloi kederach achilosai kari lei kaisis. Anything that you eat, not the normal fashion of eating, is called kas or kaisis. So often it means to go and chew something, or here it could mean even to chew it and to eat it, but it's not kederach achilosai because people don't go and chew and eat pilpul. Now getting to the second halacha of Rava, and that is the gabi, the ginger, the Gemara asks gingerly a similar question. Omer Amilner Marema, v'Omer Rav Nachman, Hayhimlisa to Osi Mibehundoi Sharia Umavachin Alei Boyer Priyadam. Himlisa is a food item in which you have mixed in ginger and other stuff that comes from Behundoi. Rashi says Hindoi means from Eretz Kush. We normally think of Eretz Kush as being Ethiopia. Some historians and Talmudists and biblical scholars, they say Hindoi means India. Whatever it is, if you have the himlisa coming from those countries where it is cooked, and therefore I should be concerned about Bishul Akum, says Ravina Tamarema, Rav Nachman said that it's shari, it's mutter to eat, you don't have to worry about Bishul Akum. Why don't you have to worry about Bishul Akum? Because it's something that is nechal kishahu chai. Since you can eat it when it's raw, so even though the bishul enhances or changes the taste, since I don't need that bishul, there's no gzeira of bishul akum. And of course we're talking about a situation that you know that it's only kosher ingredients. And mevarchin alein, you make a bracha on this ginger, b'yir pri adama. Oh, so you see that you can eat ginger and make a bracha on it. How is that possible? You just said now that you cannot eat ginger, your potter, it's a one of those things, ein ru'uyin l'achila. Again, the Gemara gives the same terrors. Like Asher b'tiv tov yevesta. If you're eating fresh ginger, toz is gishmak. And there's some people who cook it, and you bring it from Behindoi. That's edible. You make a bracha, very pretty dumb. However, if you can eat dried out ginger, no good. And presumably, you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Maybe you would. Maybe make a shahako, but you certainly don't make a very pretty dumb. And you'd be potter on your kippur because it's not ro'oi lecha. Turn around. Ochal ali kanim potter. If on Yom Kippur you ate ali kanim, alim of kanim, kanim we know are reeds. Alim means the green part, the leaves growing out of these reeds, potter. Lovi kafanim achayv. Lovi kafanim, something that the shoots that grow out in the vineyards, they're your chayv. And the presumption is, because ali kanim are not roi lachila, and lovi kafanim are roi lachila. So now how do you define elohein lovi kafanim? Even those also get hard, and l'chayr they're not roi l'achila. So Omer Bitzchak Migdala, and Barry's now thinking Bitzchak Migdala is the one we had in Metzia that talked about the Migdala of the three coins one top of the other. So what did Bitzchak Migdala say? Kol shaliv levu mei Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom Kippurim. You're eating on Yom Kippur lulove gefanim. That's if they initially sprouted. These shoots shot out, and their entire shelf life on the farm in the vineyard is 10 days, Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. They're still soft, they're still moist. If you eat them Yom Kippur, you're chayv. However, if it's already 11, 12 days old, by that time it had a chance to harden, it becomes hard like a rock or like a piece of eitz, you're potter. Rav Kahana gives a slightly wider window. Rav Kahana, omer, kol shloshim yom, for 30 days it's still nice and soft and moist, but after 30 days then they're hard, and therefore they're like just like alikanim, well, you'd be potter. And in fact, not only Rabbi Yitzchak ben Gelos said that, we have a brisa. Tani kavos Rabbi Yitzchak ben Gelos. Ochel ali kanim poter lulavi kvanim chayiv elah lulavi kvanim. Kosher livlu mei Rosh Hashanah biyanim kippurim. Over that 10-day period, they're still soft and moist and edible. After that, they become hard and no longer edible, and you'd be poter. Okay. Finally, he said at the end of the Mishnah, shasat tzir oimurias. You drank a cup or a flask full of tzir oimurias, much more than malay lugmav. You're potter, again, because it's not derech achila. It's like going and drinking a half a bottle of ketchup. Even though people love ketchup, but they don't eat ketchup on their own. You don't eat tzir or murias on its own. So, Kimar, why didn't the Mishnah give a more simple example? What about chaymetz? Everybody has vinegar, so why don't we talk about drinking vinegar that you're also potter? Is mashal chaymetz is chayv. Masis Mari Rabbi, so the Mishnah in fact is consistent with Rabbi. The sign of Rabbi Omer, Chaymetz Meishel Es Hanefesh. If a person drinks Chaymetz on Yom Kippur, it does give Yishuv Hanefesh, Yishuv Hadas, it's Meis Vadaite, and in fact you would be Chayiv if you drink Chaymetz Mulei Lugmav on Yom Kippur. However, Dorish Rabbi Yiva Bar Menashe, Mibiri Denarosh, Ein halacha k'Rebbe. The halacha is not like Rebbe. And therefore, if a person drank chaymetz on Yom Kippur, you're potur. Now notice Rav Yidl is from the town of Bir Danarish. So now we're going to see that next year, the people of Narish did something very Narish. What did they do? Lishona, the next year, Nafki Kuli Alma, everybody brought to shul a bottle. In many shuls, people bring along bottles of psalmim to be able to go and smell. Or they bring an esrig with psalmim sticking out on all sides. I'm sure you've seen that. So here in Narish, everybody brought next year a bottle of mixed mozgoy. They diluted with water, and they drank choymetz, a vishasu, and they drank vinegar diluted with water on vishasu chal, on Yom Kippur, in accordance with Rav Gidl's psak. That you bought. Shomer Rav Gidl the Ikved. Rav Gidl heard about this and he got very upset. And he said, Rabbi Yisai, there are three reasons why I'm upset. Omar, Eimad Yamar, you know, when did I say that you're potter that's b'diavad? L'chachil Miyamar, I never said you're allowed to drink l'chachil. Chas v'shalom. If you drank it, you're potter. But don't go and drink a l'chachil. Number two, Eimad Yamar, you know, porter. If you drink a small amount. Tuva Miyamar, I see if you're drinking whole bottles of it. I never said that. If it's totally undiluted, mozug, you added water to it. I didn't say that. Once it's diluted with water, it's already more drinkable than if it's just pure vinegar on its own. And so therefore what you did is not correct, said Rav Gidl. And with this we finish the Omid, the Blat, and the Kashis. Hearing none, Amir Hashem, back to work, pay Bez Omer Aleph tomorrow morning, Amir Hashem, and a good to show, 8 o'clock.
Next week, I don't believe we have a shear for Sukkah Daf Gimel. Just to give you a heads up, we're missing, I have not been able to find, I asked Shai to take a look.